The Doron Perek Zayin Mishneh Beis. Hanoidim ben Adogon. Dogon is grain. It's a generic term for different minei dogon. We have chamisha minei dogon. So also bepul hamitzvah yovesh. We just said before in Mishnah Aleph that pul hamitzvah yovesh we treat as a type of grain. Same way rice also we make a bar minei mizaynos. We treat it as a form of grain. The fact that it doesn't have the chshivus of chamisha minei dogon just means that we don't make an alamichya. But it is a form of grain. Maybe you can make a bracha mizaynos. I don't think that pul hamitzvah yovesh there's any makar that you'll make bari minim mizaynos, but beloshen dogon it's type of grain. It's used as such. Today there's a lot of things that people use for health reasons which are not bechalak hamitzvah minim dogon, and people make bread of it or they make cake of it, quinoa, other types of things. So maybe that would also be bechalal loshem ne'odim be called dogon. Divrei Reb Meir v'chacham Maimrim. Any also chameshis minim. The stomiest of dogon is still chameshis mini dogon, notwithstanding that there are substitutes and there are other things that could be used instead. Lemaisa, that's the chameshis mini dogon. First, I want to taina that this machloik is not a machloikis, what's included in the loshen. Not a machloikis, but lishna bnei adam. There's a lamdisha machloikis here. Reb Meir and the Chacham over here are talking about a case where there is no stomach, so it's a place where people talk English. So now there is no stomach lishna bnei adam, what's included in dogon. If you want to tell somebody to buy you some cereal, you say mine dogon, or you say cereal. No boss. If a person noyde mina dogon, what would that mean for us? L'chayru, we don't use it as part of our regular sprach. It means whatever it means in Lashon HaKodesh. What does dogon mean in Lashon HaKodesh? Does dogon mean any digun, anything that's used as a filling thing, so similar to grains? Or does it mean dogon b'loshen ha'Torah means chameshes mini dogon? That's the machlekes. Remeya oime hanoidim min ha'tvua. Tvua is already a term that's any osa elam chameshes haminim. So even though Remeya is willing to stretch, when a person says dogon, tvua not. That's the chayde b'shan the Mishnah. Av hanoidim min ha'dogon. Also bakoil, umute beperes or ilon ubiyorek. What's not included in dogon? Certainly fruits and vegetables are not included in dogon. What's yeah included? See, he said before, but pulam mitzvah yovish, that's a form of dogon. So the ratio really repeats itself over here, except that the ratio is said over here not as the klal, but as the prat that tells us the dinner pulam mitzvah yovish, as opposed to pulam mitzvah lach, which we had, so we started that discussion in Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Gimel. Hainoidim na ksus. Ksus is clothing. Muter besak. Something could be used to cover a person's body. It's not clothing. A sack, a person could, sack ve'efa yutza, he could wrap around himself. It's not clothing. Yeria, he has a sheet, a towel that he wraps around himself. Bachamilo. Chamilo is also something that people are not used to using. What does a chamilo look like? Something else, something thick and something that's not, doesn't wrap around the person's body. But he could wrap himself, he could shelter himself in it. Omar koinim tsemer oilo olai. What does it mean by tsemer oilo? So mutil is kasis be gizei tsemer. Gizei tsemer, we're talking about fluffs, long strips of wool. If it wasn't worked and it wasn't turned into material to make clothing from, what he means, l'chayra, is that which comes from tzemer, he means clothing. So mele gizeh tzemer, which is unfinished, it's a raw product, that he would be allowed to wear. That's not b'chlal's neder. Pishtan oyla olai, mutil eskasis banitze pishtan. Pishtan oyla means, again, something that comes from pishtan, which is clothing made of linen. He doesn't mean anitze pishtan, which is raw pishtan, which hasn't been processed yet. Similar to Gizeh Tzemer. Rabbi Yehuda, you have to know, what does it mean, HaKoy Lufi HaNoidah over here? Rabbi Yehuda says that the klal that we say, when you use this term, it means that, could be a little bit misleading. Rabbi Yehuda is not being chaylik, he's just adding an important detail. In the Nedarim, you could say that the dictionary would define this word as that, and we've had now a bunch of examples over the last parak and a half. But what happens if it's clear from the context of the person, of an activity that he's engaged in, what he means? For example, he's carrying, he's schlepping bundles of tzemer or pishton, he's schwitzing, it's heavy, or it doesn't have a pleasant smell. Before it's turned into begotten, it doesn't have a pleasant smell. And he goes and he makes a neder from tzemer or pishton. What does he mean? Don't you see what he means? Mutal is kasis, he's allowed to put on clothing. He doesn't mean to say that he's asking on himself clothing. He means alts the bundle, alts the weight. He's not allowed to put it on his back. So this is a cloud that's really negair to 100 different cases. The Mishnah puts it over here because this is where it comes out. Now the Gemara just adds one more piece. Like we said, Rabbi Yehuda L'Chayr is adding a detail that's not negair specifically over here. He's not arguing the Tanna Kamma Val Mishnah. He's adding a detail which is important. But the Gemara brings also that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if a person says, Koine tzema pishtin oyle olai? So it's only if he's carrying it that we see it as only asking himself a derech levisha. Otherwise, we would say he's osur derech levisha and derech masa. Whereas before in the Tanakama, where the Tanakama said oma koinim tzema oila olai, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim explained that he means oila olai. It's oila that means derech levosh, not his shlepi. So even without a hechach, even without the person schlepping on his back, we say that it's only also b'derech malbush, not b'derech masa. And here we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if he says that nosuch of koine tzema pishna oila olai, he means derech levush and derech masa. It sounds like maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam are arguing, and there are mafashim that hold that way. It sounds from the Rambam in Hilchos Nedar and Perek Ches that way. Most of Rishonim hold there's no machlokes between the two. Rabbi Yehuda is saying details. And the Chachamim was sossing before, that wasn't their point.